All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. George Lopez is going to stop by the program. He is going to be performing at the Hard Rock Live on Thursday. So we will speak to the comedy legend George Lopez. He will stop by later on this hour. Excited about that. Also, we're going to give you a weather update, which is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Currently, right now, 86 degrees, partly cloudy down here. Wind gusts up to 13 miles per hour. But it looks like we're going to have a day free of showers, even with the ominous clouds. At least down here in Miami, Leroy. I don't know about over you and Broward, but...
looks ominous.
Yeah, it does look a little ominous. Let me see. I'll look at your ride right now.
What about up... sunrise. Up there by you with no coverage. Even watch the...
I know. Sucks, dude. Sucks. They got to do it for me, right? Like, if you're going to fix... heat television for anybody in Palm Beach County. You got to do it for old Tobes. And I understand I go to a lot of home games, so I don't need it for every game. But right. I definitely need it for the road games. I mean, you're not going to make me drive to Orlando even if I'm close to it. That's not polite. So,
what were you watching it on before?
The Rat Bastard FanDuel app.
Oh, the app.
Yeah.
Right, you can't even do the app.
No, I don't want it. Trust me, I don't want to do the app. I mean, I'll pay. I'm not against paying for my television. I'm not against paying for my sports, but I would like it free. You know, everybody else is getting for free this year. I would like a free year.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do? Make me pay for the NBA app? And then, you know, it's going to be all stupid because it's going to be like, oh, you're blacked out. I know that this is going to happen. So I am going to need the heat to fix it. You know, I'm not going to yell at it because right now I want... priority to be get me Giannis or get me John Morant or get me Kevin Durant, eye on the prize. But there is gonna come a time where I'm gonna have the fix it rant. So to avoid that, they should just fix it early. You know?
Just thinking ahead here.
Just thinking ahead. For your old pal Tobes up there in the 561. What they've done is great. All right. I'm not here to poo-poo it in any way possible. That is a great thing. I'm glad everybody's going to have easy access to the Miami Heat, and they especially get off that rat bastard FanDuel app, which was, and I cannot stress this enough, the worst. So I'm happy that's gone. I know that Local 10 is going to knock it out of the park. However, I would like Local Tobes to have some coverage, if they don't mind, for me. Thank you.
So if you go on the app here, and drive to your house. By the time you get to your house, did it just shut off, or would it stay?
What do you want me to do? You want me to do? You want me to play a game of chicken where I have to go to Broward and then, you know, go to the county line and then start streaming it back up? No, I'm not going to do that. How about you just fix it?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
It's a terrible plan by you.
I didn't say you had to do it. I just asked.
Well, what other way would you surmise that plan that you had? Because it made it sound like you want me to run to the Broward line
so
and then drive back.
You do
Palm Beach.
All streaming. You don't have like DirecTV or anything like that.
Streaming.
Okay.
Yeah. DirecTV has streaming too.
No, I know. I stream DirecTV.
Okay.
But I can get all the.
In Broward.
No, but I get other teams too.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
I can just go to that 900 thing and let me watch a lot of games.
You probably have, you know what they do a lot of times if you had DirecTV forever? Because I used to get this. I got like the NFL ticket for free for like 7 years.
Right.
You know, so you probably got like a loyalty. They probably gave you like the NBA package for free.
They ain't got no loyalty.
They do have loyalty.
Really?
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Then they lost the package. I was like, well, there's no point of having you anymore. Sorry.
Right.
Because I was getting it for free for like 7 straight years. And then when they lost, I was like, oh, not really the point of having DirecTV anymore. Mm. Didn't seem to have a point. Anyway, the headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito. And when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Dolphins had OTAs today. And
why are we so concerned with OTAs? You
football.
You have, but in fairness to you, right? You have absolutely no idea what they're trying to accomplish. And
why would you say I don't?
You don't.
What do you mean?
Neither do I.
No, we know.
No, what are they trying to accomplish?
Setting a culture.
And what else?
Install new scheme.
New playbook.
Yeah.
Right.
Tit for tat. Okay. You know? And obviously trying to figure out what their hierarchy is with promotions for whatever reason. Unnecessary front office promotions that confuse everybody.
We're back to this.
He's not going to drop it until he finds out.
I'm just curious. Like, what does that mean that there's a guy who's an executive vice president of football operations? I thought that was Halfley. I mean, I thought that was Sully. Now there's another executive vice president? Well, where's Troy Aikman? Where's his title? Grand Poobah of football.
Wasn't it Daddy something? What was it?
Big Daddy Football.
Big Daddy Football.
Where is it? Where's his title? This doesn't make sense. That's all. What's Dan Marino's title? Does he have a title?
No.
Or is it just Uncle Dan?
No, he had a title.
He had a title?
He didn't want it.
No, he was president of football operations.
He didn't want it.
He dumped that in a week. But that was like 20 years ago.
He was on the...
He was on the list?
Yeah, hold on.
Special advisor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because when you're a special advisor, you could
do whatever you want. That means you do a couple of events, you hang out with the owner.
Hobnob.
And you get... You know, it's a
great job.
Jeff Halfley today was asked about Kenneth Grant, who's been getting some good reviews this offseason. Here's what he had to say on him.
I think he's taking a step forward. I know he's changed his body. He's faster. He looks more like the guy that I saw on his college tape with his lateral quickness, his pass rush ability, his ability to play the run, just the way he's moving. And I also think that goes back to year one, lack of experience, lack of reps, lack of maybe a little bit of confidence as you're out there. And I just feel like right now he's starting to believe in himself and his abilities that we know that he has. And hopefully once the pads come on, we'll see that to continue.
Wonderful news. You don't concur?
Yeah, it's the second year. It's quite normal.
What's your deal, dude?
When you get done problem? Here, let me explain.
You against football?
No,
you against football
excitement? Let me explain to you how it works.
Hungry.
No, not yet.
You are.
Let me explain
it for hours.
Let me explain to you how it works. When you get out of college and get drafted, you don't have a break. You go straight from that to OTAs to minicamp or whatever. Then you play the season, right? So it gets a little, you know, hectic. Then that next year, you have your first real off season. You're just doing lifting. You're doing football stuff. But your life is not helter-skelter, right? Usually that's when they say you see your biggest improvement. And part of that is because you don't have all the other stuff to worry about getting ready for football. So your body changes. You don't have to go to class. So your body changes. Your workout regimen changes. You have more time to rest, and you become more ready to play football. That's a normal thing in football your second year. So for people to say, like, don't get caught up in it.
No one's caught up in it. I mean, it's just nice to hear.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I told you he looked better at the end of the year. So, like, if he just built
So imagine
that,
how much better he looks from then.
Right.
Yeah. So exactly. You're on the same page.
Still not playing football, though.
Yeah.
So how can you honestly say how much better he looked? He looks faster. He looks quick. Yeah, that's because he's not getting hit.
Carpe diem, dude.
What does that mean, Tobin?
That means seize the day, Jennifer. Mm. You can only
What movie
win.
Is that from?
What?
What movie is it from?
Is it from a movie?
Yeah.
It's quoted in a movie.
Dead
but it's
Poets
been quoted
Society.
In plenty of places.
Though. Dead Poets Society.
Well, listen.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that movie?
I think I've seen parts of it.
Really good movie.
Seen parts
Fantastic
of it.
Fantastic movie.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's right up there with Love Island. The point is, Kenny G is only winning the days that are in front of him.
Why you insult Mork and Mindy?
Why?
Mork.
Robin Williams is great.
Yeah.
No. Snow Hoda.
Oh, my God.
And he picks the one I can't
and
stand
And he picks
most.
The worst one. She makes for great television. Just like Melanie.
Just like Robin Williams did.
Melanie.
Don't even put them in the same sentence.
You're insulting his career.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, they're not even stopping. Lira already has a swimmer's hairdo. Thank you.
How does it feel?
Hmm?
How does it feel?
What?
To be told that.
That ship has sailed years ago. I can't do nothing about it. Tobin hit the water and those kids yelled out, Free Willy.
Mature.
Where are you seeing this?
It's that from has like to be hours ago hours is ago. The thing.
He just opened the chat.
I just opened the chat.
He's just very distracted.
I'm not distracted.
He can read our old
comments, but he can't talk football.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
What?
I can talk football. I like talking things that matter in football.
Okay, great. So let's talk about leadership. This is Jeff Hafley today on how Malik Willis and Zach Seeler have been leaders, dude.
Malik's done a really nice job of, you know, having guys over his house, just like Seeler's done that, trying to get guys around. Brooks has done an unbelievable job. T-Dot's hung out with the rookies. I spent a lot of time in the DB room. Trader has done a really good job, really kind of helping out those rookies and even talking to him, you know, through his experience, him having a little bit of help. He feels now like he can help the rookie guys out. Pat Paul is another guy watching the O-line with Brewer. I see have, you know, a leadership role right now. You know, those are just some of the guys off the top of my head.
You think Zach Seeler has a bonfire when you go over to his house?
Of course. It's already there.
Yeah.
Think they tell ghost stories?
Yeah, they tell stories about Tua.
And Liam.
Those are the ghost stories.
And Liam. So Liam's hair.
Tell you about the time he blinded me.
What did he do, Zach?
Wouldn't even look where he was going. Put his fingers right up my face mask. Couldn't see.
Why do you have him talking like old Tex?
He kind of talks
in a
like
Western
that.
Movie.
That's how I imagine him talking.
I know how he talks.
Yeah. Cooking up s'mores.
I thought my vision was done for. I thought Zach Seeler's going to have to get through this lead with one eye. Thankfully, equipment manager got me a visor. And then you had Liam Eichenberg blubbering like a baby. Oh, I'm sorry. Please don't say it was me. Everybody already hated him. So then I had to say, oh, it wasn't Liam Eichenberg, even though we all knew it was Liam Eichenberg who poked him in the eye. Boing. We called him Three Stooges behind his back.
I'm still trying to figure out why
we talk about football, Leroy.
I'm trying to figure out. He called Eichenberg, EYE. Yeah, sounds like Eugene from The Walking Dead. Like, this is crazy.
What do you mean? That's like, how he sounds.
Like so you have him walking in with like boots and
that is
spurs.
How I,
the
yes,
boots
that,
actually have the little spinny
the
spurs.
Yeah,
yeah,
spurs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, yes. You don't think Zach Seeler walks around town with spurs on?
He has to.
I had, you know, remember my buddy Steve Everett?
Mm-hmm.
He wore flip-flops,
mm-hmm.
cargo shorts, and an army jacket.
You don't picture Zach Seeler spitting
all the time.
The flip-flops have a beer can opener, like a beer opener in the bottom?
You don't think that Zach Seeler is the type of guy that spits into one of those tins that go... Pachoom! I don't know what they call those tins.
A spittoon?
Is that what it's called?
Then, so are you basically saying he walks around... He... Pachoom!
That needs to be clipped too.
So are you saying basically he walks around with special effects?
Like, of course.
I think with Zach Seeler, he'd be like, "All right, guys, we got this run coverage." Hey, Zach, why is that on the field right now? Don't worry about it. Let's just go. Got to go stop Jahmyr Gibbs here. Football, dude. Take a break. We're back after this.
Good Lord.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's interesting. I actually have Zach Seeler. This is exciting. I have him mic'd up today from practice. We're children.
Imagine what we were doing during the break.
What do you mean?
I literally walked out as I was hearing it.
Everybody got around here. Oh, defense, Kenny G, you over here, all right? You know, over here. You know, all right. Zach, where'd you get that thing? Don't worry about it. My word is oak.
Ew.
That one actually sounds disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Well, I had to clear things up. You know, I've got to call this play on defense, even though I wouldn't do that because I'm not a linebacker.
You're not a green dot.
I'm not a green dot. Tell you what's green. This tobacco.
What is wrong with you?
Man's man, Zach Sealer. All right, everybody. Welcome to Chateau Sealer. Glad to have you here. We're going to have a tobacco spitting contest, to be legal.
What? I think you can't even finish that sentence.
No, he can't.
Malik Willis, you're up first. All right, give it a good old... Love it. That's top of accuracy I love to see from our QB1.
That's disgusting.
Accurate.
Accurate. Tua couldn't do it.
It might be worse. Yeah, it might be.
It might be worse than what?
You know what.
Which one?
You know. That is atrocious.
Ew. Ah!
All the hairs on the back of my neck just stood up. Every single hair that I have on my body just stood up.
I couldn't mute this. This is disgusting.
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. That's a spittoon. You don't think he has one of those in his house? I bet he does. Or do you think he just goes cup? He just goes...
Cup.
The new age Cowboys just do cups.
Hawk Tua that mic.
No.
I'll tell you about that. Hawk Tua couldn't spit over that spittoon. Didn't have the strength.
Can you interview him this season and like play this for him?
Zach Sealer? You want me to interview Zach?
Talk to him the way you're speaking right now.
Zach Sealer, welcome to the show. Oh, let me ask you this. Number one, you have a spittoon in your house.
Please.
I dare you.
Do you think he has a spittoon?
No.
No. Not even in the trailer.
Interesting. No.
Have you ever used a spittoon?
No.
Why? Seems like it'd be fun.
What earth do you live on, dude?
Well, if I was a person who dipped or chewed, like I don't. But if I did, I feel like part of the fun would be having a spittoon.
Until you had to clean it.
I hope Glenn walks hit. In. Because
you've hit it.
What is going
you've hit the count. It's like,
what is he
going to
say?
It.
The town judge is back?
He's going to be like, are you proud of what you do?
Actually, I am.
I can't say nothing because during the break we sat here and laughed at it for 10 minutes.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
And then now you're out here asking, what are we doing?
I know. I know. That's why I didn't say nothing.
Minus one for deception. You let him on.
No, I didn't.
You let him do it.
No, I don't.
You got yourself a third and short spittoon. And then you got third and long.
I'm just going to, the whole segment, I'm just going to do this.
I
don't want to hear anything.
I'm the only one that keeps messing up my knees.
Yes.
Yes.
Look. That's what happens when you don't sit in this chair. But you know what? Forget about it.
What do you want him to come in here and say? You want him to say, I don't like this bit?
She basically wants him to come sit in the chair.
I want him to stop this nonsense.
Stop.
Who are you talking about?
You. Zach Sealer.
That's okay. He's talking about Glenn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach Sealer. No, we don't want Lynn.
On second thought.
I don't want.
No!
Stop!
Lynn.
Hey, Lynn!
That's not, you don't think he does that in the huddle?
No!
No!
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
probably. Actually. Yeah. They all do.
They're about people spitting on
but
the
But you know what? I'm not in the huddle, so I don't care.
Why
don't
can't they
it.
Have one of the water boys bring out his spittoon, you know, for a break? You know, just so he gets that real cowboy sound.
Mother Earth.
Interview him.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same oomph, you know what I mean? Do you think he has the spittoon on the sideline? Can we mic him up for that?
No.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that would
you
be fun.
You would have a ball.
I would.
Dude. We know.
He goes over to Jordan and goes, hey, Jordan, that was quite of a, that was a tough series, you know? Jesus. And then you have the NFL music.
Zach Sealer.
It's driving me nuts.
Hey, can you play some football music?
No. Please don't do it.
Why? I would just like to hear like how if it would if we put the NFL Films music with
having too much fun here.
Spittoon. Gathering everybody around. SDI says, I thought the George Lopez was going to be the weirdest segment. Well, it may be. It's coming up here in a few minutes. But first off, we have Zach Sealer. Ah, the frozen Spittoon tundra.
I don't know what's worse. The damage is done or this segment?
This is atrocious, is what this is.
I'm done.
Okay. Oh, how many times has he played it? I wish we had a count. I wish we had a count.
This is why this guy shouldn't have buttons.
You would encourage it, so I don't want to hear
it. I didn't encourage it.
You did during the break.
I don't want to hear a peep from you.
Why are you blaming me? You like, I'm like.
Tobin!
He's a child. Look at him. Having the time of his life.
I'm having the time of my life.
Is this what you did when you got the zip line?
When I fell? Yeah, that was definitely me.
You didn't fall. Like, gravity just dragged your ass down.
That is ridiculous.
The salt water he had in his mouth after falling in the water.
Oh, dude, you're not kidding. Especially in that other place.
I am disturbed.
Oh, man.
Whoa, what are we doing for the fourth? Are we blowing stuff up?
What?
Yeah.
That's usually you.
It's not for another month.
No, less than a month. What are you talking about?
It's basically a month.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's the 9th. June 9th. Mm. Less than a month.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, man. That was crazy. Had fun, though. I mean, you got to admit, Zach Sealer having a spittoon on the sidelines is a sight. I'd also like him to have the cowboy hat as, like, he puts that on when it's not helmet time. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a great look, too.
That would be a good look.
You know?
Wait, they're grading him. Dr. Toboggan. That's the best one. Bomb whistle into ding.
Oh, man. So I'll let you guys know that the world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway this week. You can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. We got our first match in South Florida. It's going to be Uruguay against Saudi Arabia. Uruguay currently at 68% to win. So a $100 trade gets you $148 payout. A draw, though, trading at 21%. So if you're feeling it could be even Steven there, a $100 trade gets you $477 on the payout. Meanwhile, we got USA and Paraguay coming up on Friday from Los Angeles. The Stars and Stripes currently trading at 50% to win their opening match. So a $100 trade pays out at $200. You can also follow the files between New York and San Antonio, all the trade movement and maneuvers for Miami this summer. Check it all out on Kalshi, where you'll be trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and the probability changes so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app, use the code Tobin, and get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. George Lopez is coming to Hard Rock Live this Thursday. The comedic legend joins us next. All right, welcome back in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys can go see this man at the Hard Rock Live at the Giant Guitar Hotel. And if you guys want to see just an absolute legend and a funny man, George Lopez joining us here on the show. George, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How has the tour been going? How much have you enjoyed it?
You know what? The tour's been going great. You know, I've been doing it for so long that, you know, at some point you have to say, do I really, you know, like being out there in these times, man, you know, and is the travel too much or is any, but no, but you know, it's a thing that started me when I was in high school and then I, you know, got the shows from it. So I feel a little bit, you know, more connected to it, I think, at this age. And people come out, everybody's cool. It's been great.
Every time watching one of your, like, your comedy shows, just always felt like a party. Like, your connection to your audience just is incredible vibes the entire time. Like, does it feel
the same that it did? Like, do you get the same rush that you used to? Is it a different kind of rush? How is it these days?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'll tell you, as a kid, I never smiled as a kid. You know, my grandparents were hard on me. I don't remember ever just going through life with a smile on my face. So when I, in 1979, the third time I ever went on stage, the guy who was the MC said to me, "You're next." You know, I, you know, it's like 8:20, sold out. And I did great. Unimagined that I would ever do that well so young. And then, you know, I smiled then on stage. And one of the things the guys said, they all followed me outside. And they're like, "Man, when he smiles, man, you just like instantly love him." And I remembered that. And then one time in the morning, we were taking pictures and the guy took a test shot and he said, "Smile." I said, are you set up yet? And he's like, "No." I said, "I'll smile when it's for real." And then he took a picture and then I smiled. He looked back at me like this. You know, like, hey. But it's been, you know, also there's a lot of the younger kids, I think, that like that, or family members. But also, I think, I was going to say, I've lost 70 pounds. So I think, and my hair is really long. So I see myself, I'm not happy with what I see, but I see myself. But when they do, it's a bit, it's almost like, I won't say it's to catch a predator, but it's a little bit like, what is this? Who is this? Where's the other half of them?
It's like a whole new look. Like they're being reintroduced.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the idea, you know, if I button my jacket versus unbuttoning, depending on whatever my weight was, they were like, "Was his jacket buttoned?" You know, you can always tell how he feels.
But well, so when you're putting the, you know, this show together, this tour, is this like a whole new show? Do you bring stuff of the faves that people have loved forever? How do you go about something like that?
Well, you know, I think for me, the formula is always to kind of like when you grow crops, you put that soil under and then you start with the new stuff. You know, so, you know, a thread through all the HBO specials was that I always thought that, you know, everybody was had some Latino in them, you know, like that. I would say, I think Trump's Latino. They say, "How come?" Because he's remodeling a house that's not his. and he can't walk in a straight line and his ankles are swollen and he uses makeup to cover his bruises. I mean, you know, so it's fun.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, get your thoughts on this, because, you know, you a longtime celebrity fan as far as like the LA Lakers is concerned. How does this whole work when it comes to big time games? And like you've supported a team forever, but now you have like an NBA finals. Everybody wants those tickets. Yeah. How does somebody like George Lopez make sure like I got to be there?
Well, you know, I know a lady, I know a woman that her family worked at Madison Square Garden. So if I was going to go, I would say to hit her up. But I mean, these tickets are ridiculous prices. You know, they in even when the Lakers won with LeBron, it's not the same as with Kobe or with Shaq, you know. But the fact that the Knicks have, and I remember, that's how old I remember when they won. The fact that they've waited almost 60 years to win. If I did want to go, I would almost say, give this to somebody who's been frustrated for the last 59 years. I don't deserve to go.
But if it's a Lakers series that you wanted to get to, like, are you got the in about, yeah, how you're going to make that happen?
Yeah. In the beginning, you know, it was AEG did my concert. So you would go through them, but also, I went to Israel, you know, maybe 12 years ago, around the time of Kobe's last game. And one of the producers here, Avi Lerner, said to me, "You know, you went to my country. My sister told me you were there." And he's like, "Anything you want." He gave me his two tickets for Kobe's last game because I went to Israel.
Did you have any reaction to Bam Adebayo down here in Miami passing Kobe Bryant's mark of 81 points when he had the
83? No, never, no. And even Shaq, when I did Shaq's podcast, he says, "Hey, man, did you hate me when I was missing all those free throws?" I said, "No, dude, I'm just like, you know, yes, but not here." but I mean, you know, it's all part of, you know, I remember I was with Ray Allen playing golf and this guy, older guy, picked a fight with him. And you're like, you know, out of the blue, where did these guys come from? I said, "Hey, Ray, that guy tells you, you better speed up, or like, he's going to throw down on you." He's like, "Yeah, man, this dude's like 5'6". So it's like the stuff that's like insanely fun, but way off. I mean, Shaq could have missed them all as long as we were winning, you know, so it's just good. It's fun.
That's good, because, you know, I've seen like some of the Kobe fans who are like, and I felt bad because Bam, you know, being the star of the Heat, he was, yeah, a huge Kobe fan growing up. And I felt bad that he took heat for like even having having this mark pass. And I know that Kobe is beloved and he loves him and all that, but some Lakers fans were just crazy about it that it finally got passed on.
No, man. I mean, this sports, man. We passed Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, about those guys, Joe DiMaggio, that streak, you know, those things are made to be broken. So actually, and a lot of times when the players were around Bill Russell or Kareem, whoever was passing the thing, you know, that player was there to say, hey, congratulations. And now, you know, you're going on to the thing. Listen, man, anytime they remember Kobe, it's going to be great because, you know, these players now, you know, they're really, really young. And even Jordan, like, might not even pop on the list for them, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy how much the gap has been there. And yeah. So people can now almost get, like, reintroduced to it from that perspective.
Yeah, the greatest, you know, I was a huge Dr. J fan. And, you know, I was in the 70s into the Fro and the Converse shoes with no padding whatsoever. You might as well just put like a guy working construction, just put some cardboard if the pavement's too hot. But how those guys could jump in those shoes were ridiculous.
George, how have you seen, because you mentioned a little bit about like the generations connect and seeing you, you know, from show to show. Have you seen, you know, audiences change, and then what stays the same with how much, you know, people love connecting with you and seeing you at your work?
You know, I think if you went to see Bruce Springsteen, you know, even though his career is like 50 years, Born to Run and Cadillac Ranch or Jungle Road and a lot of things have the same the presence of it feels like Bruce. So I would say the way that I write, it feels like, you know, feels like me, like being older, having sex, and you know, you're gonna climax, and then you're so old that you say, wait, what was your name again? You know, so I yell out the right name.
Make sure you're keeping notes on it. Do you have you seen, you know, the people who are like, hey, I remember watching you with my parents, like, and having that kind of a connection with them?
You know. Yeah, actually, they become quite emotional. I think so. Some of the kids, you know, some of the ones that are maybe, you know, 30, or they say, you know, I didn't have a father. You were like my father figure, or you were my whole childhood, is that they say, you know, or you're a legend and all that stuff. And I think, you know, I think for being around as long as I have been and still being able to sell tickets and still doing something that I love, of course, I mean, it's an honor. And also on TikTok too, you know, they do the opening of the show and then they try to match my voice with their thing. So I'm honored, man. I mean, I spent so much time alone as a kid, and I spent, you know, all the time dreaming up things that I could do, never imagining that I would ever do one of them. So to be able to do this for this long and still be, they like me and they like to come and see me, you know, I love it.
What is it? Yeah. Where does that rank as far as like being a TV dad? Like, because people do have that connection to just so many episodes. I see some of the throwbacks that you put up on your Instagram and things like that.
I think I was one of the top 20. I'm not sure now, you know, Cosby's off the list. So, you know, I move up one, and then, you know, Homer Simpson's on there. That dude's a cartoon. It doesn't really matter, but there's a whole in and out of the best fathers. But, listen, I've been a better TV father to my kids, unfortunately, than I was to mine when she was growing up.
From your perspective, are you cool back with the Dodgers? I know that there was a thing back, or are you still off? Where is that relationship right now?
No. Sorry. No, man, I'm not good with the Dodgers or the Lakers. Same guy bought.
Yeah, both teams now.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, man, I mean, you know, people go to the games. That's for them. You know, when I was in 66, when I went to my first Dodger game and we came over Elysian Park and I saw the stadium down there. Almost looked like the most beautiful ring, just a circle that I'd never seen anything more breathtaking for me as a kid. And then that was the only thing we did as a family. But also, you know, my grandfather was from Mexico and had a green card and he worked in construction. So I think about the fact that they support something that would take away one of their biggest Dodger fans ever. He was all about the Dodgers. And the idea that you know, he would be targeted. And that's supported by an owner who is in the detention camps for profit. And then bought the Lakers in the same week. I said, you know, I've lost two teams in a week. But I feel better, man. I mean, I know they're great. I know it's a great time. I know they won. I know they keep winning, but just for me, man, I have to stay where I am with my opinion.
Yeah, especially, I mean, as somebody who uses their voice, it must be tough, even though you are in the entertainment business. And I'm sure that's something that you love with your community. How it's got to be a tough thing for you to separate.
But then, you know, it makes you petty, man. It makes you petty. Then you go, you see the Dodger game last night, Otani? I say, hey, so you pay a guy $700 million to hit a home run? Wow. You know, like it's all, now I'm all petty. Like, you know, it's like the beautiful girl. Let's knock down the beautiful girl. Who said that gold stitching looked good?
Yeah.
Back when, you know, those uniforms were almost light on fire, man. I remember some Dodgers would walk by as a kid and you'd touch them on the shoulder. And that shit was like Kingsford. Like, almost like, so you don't burn your hand when you're grilling.
Well, you guys want to see George Lopez. He's going to be at the Hard Rock Live Thursday night. Get your tickets now, casino.hardrock.com, and check him on out, man. Hey, what an absolute honor, man. I appreciate you giving us some time. Our audience,
thanks for your time.
Yeah. They're going to absolutely love you, and go out there Thursday night. Go check out George.
Yeah. All right, B. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man. Take care.
That was fun, man. Till next time.
That was her way of subliminally.
You go, boy.
Nope.
What do we use X for? Right.
X-ray.
Zebra. Oh, that's X, Z.
You know, I'm sure his nut water doesn't taste very good. And, you know, Odas are a grind.
I see y'all when I see y'all.